Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Y'all, Joe Biden is well and truly mentally gone at a level that defies words and is really telling about who is running this administration. Simple question. Who is our enemy in the Middle East? Who's the terror group responsible for October 7th? Shouldn't be a hard question if you're the president. Shouldn't be a hard question if your Secretary of State is right now trying to negotiate peace between that party and Israel. And that's a major story in the news. Shouldn't be a hard question if, you know, as president, they let you in on the military strategic and intelligence briefings you're supposed to be getting every day. I guess they don't. Because Joe Biden couldn't remember who one of our biggest enemies in the Middle East is right now. In fact, a reporter had to bail him out when he forgot the word Hamas. It's a bit muffled in this clip. It's meant to be. The reporter whispered to him, Hamas.
There's been a response from the opposition, but yes, I'm sorry. From Hamas.
But that was nothing compared to this. Joe Biden describing a conversation he allegedly had in 2021 at the G7 with Francois Mitterrand, the president of France, who he also identified as the president of Germany. It doesn't matter because he's been dead since 1996. But that didn't stop Joe from saying this in Las Vegas this week.
Right after I was elected, I went to what they call a G7 meeting, all the NATO leaders. And it was in the south of England. And I sat down and I said, America's back. And Mitterrand from France looked at me and said, how long are you back for? And I looked at him and the Chancellor of Germany said, what would you say, Mr. President, if you picked up the paper tomorrow in the London Times, and the London Times said, 1,000 people break through the House of Commons, break down the doors, 2 bobbies are killed in order to stop the election of the Prime Minister, what would you say? I never thought about it from that perspective. What would we say if that happened in another democracy around the world?
The left-wing media would normally cover up this kind of thing and Democrat voters would never hear about it. But I think the left-wing media has had it. Listen to this Daily Beast headline. Biden says he spoke to a second, they put second in all caps, dead European statesman. Yep, apparently, they write, in less than a week, the president has gotten confused about the same event twice. This time, at the same 2021 UN meeting, he had the conversation with German Chancellor Helmut Kohl. In the conversation, Joe Biden lies about January 6th, claiming Trump supporters killed two police officers. That didn't happen anyway. Anyway, Helmut Kohl is telling Biden how appalled he is. Well, Biden would have needed a Ouija board to have that conversation because Helmut Kohl died in 2017. But for the Daily Beast to actually tell their liberal Democrat sheeple readers that means the long knives are out for Biden. The left is just sick of this. Here's the ridiculous answer White House spokeshack Karine Jean-Pierre gave Peter Ducey when he asked about it. By the way, it was the only White House reporter from the pool to ask about it.
President Biden ever going to convince the three quarters of voters who are worried about his physical and mental health that he is okay, even though in Las Vegas he told a story about recently talking to a French president who died in 1996?
I'm not even going to go down that rabbit hole with you,
what?
Sir.
What is
We're going to go.
Hole?
Go ahead.
He said
go
he
ahead.
Talked to Mitterrand.
Go ahead.
In
you saw the president in Vegas, in California. You've seen the president in South Carolina. You saw him in Michigan. I'll just leave it there. Go ahead.
Meanwhile, the Democrat Party finally admits it doesn't give a damn about Americans and prefers illegal immigrants before anybody else. This remarkable exchange happened on Chris Hayes' show on MSNBC called All In. He had Senator Chris Murphy, a Democrat, on, and he was raking him over the coals because the failed Senate border bill apparently didn't go far enough because it didn't offer all illegal immigrants amnesty or something. Anyway, Chris Murphy is desperately trying to explain that, don't worry, that doesn't mean illegal immigrants aren't the most important Americans to us. Wait, what? Yup. He actually said it. This is how they think now.
So you are right that that has been the Democratic strategy for 30 years, maybe, and it has failed to deliver for the people we care about most, the undocumented Americans that are in this country. This is also not 2013 any longer when...
It's fascinating that he admits that this has been the Democrat strategy for 30 years, too, that they'd have to get to a point where their agenda was so radical that Americans, not even just Republicans, Americans would have to be replaced because culturally that Democrat strategy would violate everything Americans were used to if they were even raised in this country, as Democrats, giving up, for instance, things like free speech and basic rights we're just used to having. They need voters who aren't used to those things. Speaking of things you're not used to, wouldn't it be cool if you're not used to going into dressing rooms and having the clothes not fit or not look great? I've actually gotten there. Most stuff looks great on me now after 11 months of maintaining my weight. It's my new normal. I lost 29 pounds in 6 months, but I've kept it off for almost a year. I'm coming up on my year anniversary, and I still look and feel great. That's a testament to the maintenance phase of the PhD weight loss program. To find out more, go to myphdweightloss.com. You can do it from any state in the nation. Myphdweightloss.com. Now back to the podcast. Been meaning to get to this for about a week. It's really important. Long-term listeners to the Battleground America podcast know I flip out about once a quarter. And that this has been happening since Biden took office, about once a quarter, sometimes twice, but usually about once a quarter, usually in the beginning of the quarter. The FBI, most of the time it's them, sometimes it's the Department of Homeland Security, will come out with a dire warning that our grid is going to be collapsed by an attack by one of our enemies. The way they say it is, quite frankly, freaky. It's not, hey, this is a risk, or hey, this could happen. It's reported very factually. Most of the time, it's Russia that's going to collapse our grid with some kind of attack. But it freaks me out that they seem to have a reminder on their phones at the FBI to tell you this is coming pretty much once a quarter, as if it's already planned, so it's scheduled, it's on the calendar. It's the way they talk about it. They then take to the airwaves, usually for 24 to 48 hours, blasting it everywhere. It'll collapse. It'll collapse. It'll collapse. I've planned accordingly for my family because I believe them. What I don't believe is that it'll be one of our enemies. In this particular telling, right as usual, at the beginning of the quarter, happens four times a year. It's the FBI warning, yep, grid collapse, but this time it's going to be the Chinese. Oh, okay, the same people invading our country in record numbers as illegal immigrants, the same people we partnered with to create COVID, which was very convenient for the Democrats in an election year. Those Chinese hackers. Got it.
FBI Director Christopher Wray says Chinese hackers are targeting the U.S. with potentially damaging cyber attacks.
There has been far too little public focus on the fact that PRC hackers are targeting our critical infrastructure, our water treatment plants, our electrical grid, our oil and natural gas pipelines, our transportation systems. China's hackers are positioning on American infrastructure in preparation to wreak havoc and cause real-world harm to American citizens and communities.
What's so weird about these pronouncements is the pointlessness of it. There's never any advice offered for securing the infrastructure, never any warning, hey, this is how we could stop it. It's like they don't intend to. And here's what's weird. The FBI is not the only group saying it. Shows the World Economic Forum. They even have a word for it. Cyber pandemic. In fact, if you go on their World Economic Forum website, they're weirdly specific about it happening too. They even say it will happen by 2025. They give a date. Here's Klaus Schwab, the head of the World Economic Forum, sounding remarkably like the head of the FBI.
We all know, but still pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison.
This is even freakier. Listen to how similar the words are between Christopher Wray, the head of the FBI, and Klaus Schwab, the head of the World Economic Forum.
There has been far too little public focus on the fact that PRC hackers are targeting.
We all know, but still pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack.
Oddly, a grid collapse is exactly the scenario that brings down the world in Obama's new movie from his production house, Leave the World Behind. A movie in which the director said Obama scared the F out of him because he closely collaborated and seemed to be really into the details of this grid collapse that was going to bring about, well, what Obama's always wanted, ironically, permanent change. Throughout the movie, it tells us we can never go back to the way it was.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent.
I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
That's, ironically, exactly what the World Economic Forum tells us. The exact Great Reset event is going to be the cyber pandemic. They tell us that on their website, again, like the FBI, as if fact, as if it's already penciled in on a calendar somewhere. Here's from the movie talking about the three stages of collapse. The first stage is this grid collapse, which happens by one of our enemies, China, Russia, actor Kevin Bacon says, or maybe it's North Korea. Ironically, same thing as the World Economic Forum and the FBI. It's all too weird.
There was one program in particular that terrified my client the most. A simple three-stage maneuver that could topple a country's government from within. First stage was isolation. Disable their communication and transportation. Make the target as deaf, dumb, and paralyzed as possible. Setting them up for the second stage.
I deep dove into the Obama movie and the parallels between what both the FBI and the World Economic Forum have been forecasting in a podcast I did in December. I'll put the link in the podcast description for today. But remember, this is the whole purpose of the World Economic Forum. They tell you so on their website. There's going to be some big catastrophic event and then a reset where we don't go back to the way that it was before. And what do they say is going to happen in Obama's movie? Sounds a lot like a Great Reset followed by a new normal. Remember the new normal phrase used so often in the Obama presidency?
Amanda, we got to start seeing this for what it is. There is no going back to normal.
Don't say that.
Yeah. Anyway, Michael Lucy, State Armor CEO, his job is to detect malware like this on our infrastructure, says he finds Chinese malware like this all the time. He was interviewed on Fox News about the FBI's Chinese hack prediction.
The worst case scenario is that they could turn off our lights, damage our water treatment, and stop our cellular phone communications in the event of an invasion of Taiwan. And Director Ray said in 2027, they want to be able to invade Taiwan. To do that, they want to disrupt life here in the United States of America, to break our will to respond to that aggression. So we've seen this in Texas, where I live. They've put malware onto our electric grid because they want to be able to shut it off. That's why the federal government and state governments need to speed and accelerate solutions to protect our critical assets here and to protect our citizens.
That's your business. You're in the business of combating the CCP in the U.S. So how? How do we fight back, Michael?
Well, like in the state of Nebraska, they found that our nuclear missile silos are surrounded by Huawei telecom equipment that's used to intercept our communications. The state of Nebraska said that all needs to be ripped out immediately. Here in Texas, they said no investments from adversary nations in our critical infrastructure. In Florida, they're protecting the data that citizens turn over to the state government. These are all essential solutions. We need to build supply chains based on free countries. That's what state and federal governments and private sector need to buy from. That's what we need to build an economy around. We need to protect our critical infrastructure, build supply chains based on freedom, and make sure that malware and that technology that could be used against us doesn't get into our supply chains.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/rs10 and start learning today. The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall, so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.